Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:13 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Tuesday night, yes, the evening of Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs.
Indeed.
Very excited about that. Of course, we're talking about bands on the beach. Happening this evening in less than 2 hours from right now. When you're over there, make sure you check out all the yellow, the Cat Country folks over there, working extremely hard on that show this evening. So they're going to be, as a matter of fact, they're over there setting up right now and getting ready for Johnny and his dogs. That's what story happened. Let's go ahead and look at three important things that you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Maybe Johnny and the Moondogs wasn't one of them, so rightly so, but we do have three good ones for you. Governor DeSantis vetoed actually $8.2 million in local projects as part of the state's 2026 budget. A few local items affected: ShotSpotter, of course, that's the local gunshot detection system, UWF's expansion of childhood education, the Carpenter Creek and Bayou Tahar restoration project, and funding for the Veterans Treatment Court in Santa Rosa County. Mind you, these are only a few that were scratched. Most of the veto items were sponsored by Representative Alex Andrade for $7 million of the $8 million in local vetoes.
And four Pensacola women, Alexandra Christensen, Lindsay McRae, Heather Bradley, and Jennifer Pervez, have been indicted on federal charges in a $14.6 billion nationwide healthcare scheme. The plan was to defraud medical programs by diverting oxycodone, hydrocodone, and amphetamine. A trial for all defendants is set for August 18th in a federal court in Pensacola.
All right, your third story this afternoon, water conditions at Pensacola Beach will feature an improved forecast before the July 4th weekend. Rip current risk will be low throughout the entire weekend. Pensacola Beach lifeguards on duty at Casino Beach, Park East, Fort Pickens Gate, Quiet Water Beach, plus Langdon Beach and Opal Beach. Of course, they're on site over at Gulf Islands National Seashore.
All righty, just about 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. Our two worst-looking spots right now are I-10 if you are traveling. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound coming from Highway 87. We do have some backups there, but it's greatly decreased, so that's some good news for you. And then further eastbound, we do have some backups in the westbound lane, so be on the lookout for that. But we also have our worst-looking spot being Navarre Parkway traveling westbound. Coming from Highway 87, we had some congestion from an accident in that area, but luckily it looks like it is decreasing as well. Last major spot is going to have to be Davis Highway. This is as you are traveling eastbound, merging with Scenic right in front of UWF's main entrance. Be on the lookout for that. No accident or anything, just some backups this afternoon. As for the weather, 83 degrees, going to be a low of 74 tonight. Rainfall chances will linger for your Wednesday. Thursday and Friday should be clearer with highs sitting in the low to mid 90s.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
You know, and also, Austin, I was just looking here. They've moved those percentages of rain for both Thursday and Friday almost to zero. So both of those days are looking pretty darn nice for the winter around here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Different story with the tropics. Getting a little active here as summer kicks in. Eben Brown has more on the report from Miami.
A new hurricane has formed in the Pacific Ocean. Flossie is off Mexico's southwestern coast, a little more than 150 miles out from Manzanillo. Winds are holding at 85 miles an hour. Flossie will travel northwest over the next few days, but stay out to sea. A second storm in the Pacific could be brewing just behind Flossie, though it could be a few more days before it forms. In the Atlantic Basin, a low-pressure system is straddling much of northern and central Florida, though forecasters say there is only a small chance it could grow into a cyclone. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a teenager who had Baker High School swatted by police back in 2023 will spend 4 years in a Florida prison. Landon Whittington was in a Florida courtroom yesterday. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison and 2 years of probation. Prosecutors say he called Crestview police and said he was into school with guns and planning to shoot up the school. They say that he had similar calls to schools in multiple states in exchange for money.
5:17, News Radio 92.3. Who says sharks can't fly? A Florida surfer has been headbutted by an airborne shark. Gary Baumgarten has this, what they say, terrifying story.
Darren Kay was surfing in an inlet northeast of Orlando when the spinner shark flew through the air and headbutted him, knocking him off his board. And the whole thing was captured on video. Spinner sharks jump out of the water while hunting fish, but are not known to be aggressive to humans. As for Kay, after things settled down, he returned to surfing the waves. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And the Florida Highway Patrol is hoping that their new black and tan Corvette can take home the title of best-looking police cruiser, and they're asking the public for support. The annual contest is put on by the American Association of State Troopers. You can vote online. We'll have a link at newsradio923.com, but we also have a way to vote on our Facebook page.
Okay, neighbors jumped into action to help a five-year-old boy who accidentally shot himself with an unsecured gun in his home. Fox 35 down in Orlando. Our good friends down there. Randy Hildreth has a story for us.
A five-year-old is in the hospital after Eustis police say he shot himself in the head Sunday. Chief Craig Capri says the little boy has autism and found the gun in a bedroom under a pillow.
It's just very sad, very tragic, but I'm just glad he's alive.
According to the incident report, the family called 911 and turned to neighbors for help. They happened to live next door to a trauma flight nurse and a police officer. The nurse wants to remain anonymous, but says her fiance grabbed his medical kit from his patrol car. She called into work to get a medical helicopter, and she jumped into action to try to stabilize the boy.
All righty, just about 5:19 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your top headlines on on the national scale in just a few minutes. Once again, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Did you know that the golden rule given to us in Scripture is given in the context of prayer? Matthew chapter 7, verse number 12 gives us the golden rule. The Bible there says, "Whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them." Just previous to this verse in Matthew 7 are instructions that we are to ask, seek, and knock through prayer, and the Lord will provide good things. So understanding that the golden rule is given in the context of prayer, the question is, do you pray for others like you would want them to pray for you? Are you in a situation where you need God to provide for you in a huge way? I suggest that you not only ask, seek, and knock for your needs, but that you ask, seek, and knock for the needs of others, and then marvel at how God not only meets their needs, but yours as well.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Great Milton Duck Race is Friday at the Milton Downtown Bridge starting at 5 o'clock. Proceeds benefit the community missions of the crew of Blackwater Pirates. Locations to get your ducks is at blackwaterpirates.com. Celebrate America Friday night at the Community Maritime Park Amphitheater with the Pensacola Symphony beginning at 7:30, followed by the Pensacola 4th of July fireworks show over the bay. Get all the details at newsradio1620.com. Happy 4th of July.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
This Friday is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Muget and Pensacola State College. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music, presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
523 News Radio 92.3. Let me give you some numbers here in case you're maybe jumping into buying that home or selling the home. Mortgage rates continue to drop, still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage today, 6.67%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 5.91%. And the latest numbers from the Labor Department suggest the job market is holding up better than expected. Jenny Casola has more on the story on News Radio 92.3.
Despite high interest rates and economic uncertainty, there were more job openings on the last business day of May than the month before. The Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey found 7.76 million openings. Economists were expecting a slight decline. Job openings increased in accommodation, which is hotels, and food services, also in finance and insurance. Job openings decreased in federal government. Hires and total separations were little changed at 5.5 million and 5.2 million, and layoffs declined. The monthly employment report released on Thursday is expected to reveal slower growth in June. Chinny Coselda, Fox News.
524, News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money this afternoon. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks kicking off the new trading month mixed after the Senate passes President Trump's tax and spending bill. Mega-cap tech stocks, which surged in June, were mostly lower and weighed on the tech-heavy NASDAQ. Chipmakers lagged, with NVIDIA shares falling nearly 3% and snapping its six-session winning streak. Healthcare stocks were the biggest winners, and solar and wind stocks like Sunrun and Solar Edge Technologies surged after legislators stripped a last-minute excise tax on renewable energy projects from the spending bill. The Dow winners, Amgen, United Health Group, and Sherwin-Williams, the Dow decliners, Microsoft, NVIDIA, and IBM. The Dow rising 400 points, the NASDAQ lower by 167, S&P 500 down 7. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, 525, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Dell Technologies. The new Dell AI PC with Intel Core Ultra helps you fast forward through your busy work, leaving more time for you time. Get yours at Dell.com/AIPC. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Do have some problems still on Davis Highway, traveling eastbound, merging with Scenic in front of the UWF main entrance. Also have some minor issues on, this is going to be Mobile Highway, traveling northbound towards the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway. And last major spot, we've been touching a lot on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing Highway 87. However, that has seemingly decreased. You are still going to have some backups, though, if you are traveling past the Windhaven Beach area. As for your weather, sitting at around 83 degrees, going to be a low of 74 tonight with some rainfall chances. It'll bleed into your Wednesday. High of 90, low of 74.
Okay, not a bad forecast locally. Different story nationally. Severe storms could disrupt travel plans for millions of Americans for the 4th of July. Well, here's Janice Dean.
We've got hot, humid conditions and flight delays, certainly for the eastern third of the country, as well as Florida, maybe parts of the Rockies. Severe storms, including hail, damaging winds, maybe an isolated tornado or two, and heavy rainfall that could cause flash flooding. So I am concerned with this, not only today, but tomorrow. And then we are watching this area of development, a tropical moisture moving into Florida over the next couple of days. Don't think it's going to get a name, but we have to watch it, obviously, and it could bring several inches of rain for the 4th of July.
You know, we are talking about the bad weather for 4th of July, but get this, even before this weather starting to hit, we're seeing travel problems already starting to be backed up today. Todd Pirro has more on the story.
More than 600 flights currently delayed, 250 already canceled so far today. This all comes as AAA is expecting a record-breaking number of Americans to travel over the 4th of July holiday weekend. Between June 28th and July 6th, more than 72 million people across the U.S. are projected to travel at least 50 miles or more from their homes. That's nearly 2 million more than last year. And for the more than 61 million people who will drive to their destinations, they're going to be looking to take advantage of low, low gas prices. Current average price for gas in the U.S., $3.18 per gallon.
And the man charged with killing four University of Idaho students in November of 2022 is avoiding the death penalty. Brian Koberger has accepted a plea deal that takes the death penalty off the table in exchange for him pleading guilty to committing the murders and serving life. Multiple sources say he will be sentenced to four consecutive life sentences and must waive all rights to appeal.
It must be the optimal day to talk about sharks. Got another shark story. As waters warm up, demand is growing for shark bite forensics. Teresa Crowley explains this one.
A hot day at Jones Beach State Park on New York's Long Island. A 20-year-old woman waist-deep in the Wednesday surf when an unknown toothy creature chomped down on her left foot and leg, prompting Jones Beach to shut down for the day. She didn't see what bit her, but thanks to shark bite forensics, state conservation biologists and marine experts narrowed the suspects to a juvenile sand tiger shark, one of the big three sharks known for human bites, great white, tiger shark, and bull shark. Shark bite forensics analyzes the bite mark's shape, tooth imprints, even the cuts from shark teeth raking across the skin. Then DNA left on suits or surfboards. The New York woman had only minor cuts, one of about 80 unprovoked attacks a year worldwide. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass reacting to the Trump administration's lawsuit over the city's sanctuary city policies. Christian Goodwin has more.
The Justice Department alleges LA's sanctuary city policies interfere with federal immigration laws.
The lawsuit is an attempt to overturn the will of the city, calling for a halt to longstanding policy to protect immigrant Angelenos. We are a city of immigrants who have had policies in place for decades.
LA Mayor Karen Bass vowing to defend the ordinance and the city's values. Also explaining in the week after protests began over ICE raids, the city spent $30 million on LAPD overtime and security-related expenses.
$30 million that was unnecessary.
Calling for the raids to end and stressing the vast majority of those detained have no criminal history. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Don't forget about Florida's new super speeder law. Make certain speeds are a criminal offense. The law will punish motorists who drive 50 miles per hour or more over the posted speed limit of 100 miles per hour on any roadway. So fines going up. Be careful. Slow it up. Slow it down. News Radio 92.3 Sports coming up next.
Fox News Alert, I'm John Saucier. Court is adjourned for the day in the Sean P. Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial. Fox's E.B. Cotton outside the Manhattan Federal Courthouse.
Jurors sent back a note to let the court know that they had reached a verdict on counts 2 through 5, but could not reach a unanimous decision on count 1. Again, the most serious charge in this case.
That being racketeering conspiracy, the jury sent home for the day. They've been urged to continue until they find a unanimous verdict. The judge reasoned that after just 2 days of deliberations, it was too soon to give up on reaching a verdict on all counts. The jurors awaiting charges that Combs used his fame, wealth, and violence to force two girlfriends into drug-fueled sex marathons with male sex workers known as freak-offs or hotel nights. He's put in not guilty. The 55-year-old Combs could face 15 years in prison to life if convicted on all charges. Again, the jury's been sent home for the day after reaching a partial verdict. America's listening to Fox News.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
WeCare Home Hotline. This is Woody.
Woody, my house is hotter than an outhouse in July.
Our licensed AC techs can help.
Woo, I mean, it's sweatier in here than the sauna at a sumo wrestling camp.
Say no more, sir. With your knack for detail, really, say no more. More than 10 years, thousands of positive reviews. Nobody cares like we care. So trust your home to the know and schedule your AC repairs online at WeCareHeatedAir.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show. So you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air this Thursday, 9:30. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Governor Ron DeSantis vetoed $8.2 million in local projects as part of the state's 2026 budget. A few local items affected include, but are not limited to, ShotSpotter, a local gunshot detection system, UWF's expansion of childhood education, the Carpenter Creek and Bayou Tahar restoration project, and funding for the Veterans Treatment Court in Santa Rosa County. Most of the veto items were sponsored by Representative Alex Andrade for $7 million of the $8 million in local vetoes.
Okay, here's story number two for consideration for Pensacola women. Alexandria Christensen, Lindsay McRae, Heather Bradley, and Jennifer Purves have been indicted on federal charges. This is in a $14.6 billion nationwide health care scheme. The plan was to defraud medical programs by diverting oxycodone, hydrocodone, amphetamines. The trial for all defendants set to go August 18th in a federal court right here in Pensacola.
And your third and final top story this afternoon, water conditions at Pensacola Beach will feature an improved forecast before the July 4th weekend. Rip current risks will be low throughout the holiday weekend. Pensacola Beach lifeguards will be on duty at Casino Beach, Park East, Fort Pickens Gate, along with Quietwater Beach, Langdon Beach, and Opal Beach at the Gulf Islands National Seashore areas.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, UWF is celebrating success in performance-based metrics. Over the past 3 years, the university says they've seen a dramatic improvement in many areas. Provost Jeremy Cole.
Just as an example, the percent of our bachelor graduates who are employed, making $40,000 or more, or re-enrolled, has increased from 74% to over 80%. Median wages for our graduates who are employed have increased from $48,000 to $54,000. So we've seen some considerable improvement in those areas, but also in retention and graduation rates.
Cool said the enrollment remains strong and looks to be up around 5% for this fall.
All right, and tickets are now available for the new Amtrak Mardi Gras service. That's a twice-daily inner-city train route launching on August 18th between Mobile and New Orleans along the Mississippi Gulf Coast. This marks the return of passenger rail service to the region after nearly 20 years. The service will offer morning and evening departures from both cities with adult coach fares starting at $15 each way.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Deep out to right center field. Does he get enough of it? Yes! Number 33, Cal Raleigh. Now tied for the third most home runs from the end of June in Major League history.
On Root Sports Northwest, Cal Raleigh's Major League leading 33rd home run helped the Mariners beat the Royals 6-2. Raleigh has three more home runs than the Yankees' Aaron Judge. The Yankees lost Monday in Toronto 5-4 to the Blue Jays. New York still leads the AL East by a game and a half over Tampa Bay. The Rays beaten by the Athletics 6-4.
The Sox could turn this into a runaway. Swinging a high fly ball. He gets underneath this one. A drive to right. And that ball is gone. A grand slam. It's a runaway indeed. 13-5. What a night for Willier. Different as you can get.
On Nesson, Willier Abreu, the first major leaguer since Roger Maris in 1958 to hit a grand slam in the same game, has an inside the park home run. The Red Sox socked the Reds 13-6. Zach Wheeler struck out 10 for the Phillies in a 4-0 victory over the Padres. Other winners last night, the Pirates, Orioles, and Diamondbacks. NBA free agent negotiations opened last night. New contracts can get signed next Monday. The Nuggets are trading Michael Porter Jr. to the Nets for Cam Johnson. Brooklyn also getting an unconditional first-round pick from Denver in 2032. The Nets are losing D'Angelo Russell. He's going to sign with the Mavericks. Denver is going to sign Bruce Brown. Seven-time Wimbledon champ Novak Djokovic will play his first-round match later on at the All England Club, where yesterday, two-time reigning champ Carlos Alcaraz needed five sets to get past Fabio Fognini on opening day at the tournament. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And WNBA superstar Caitlin Clark out for the Indiana Fever's Commissioner's Cup final matchup against the Minnesota Lynx tonight. Clark has been battling a groin injury and was previously listed as questionable. Last year's Rookie of the Year was a non-contact participant in practice on Monday, and she was named an All-Star starter and captain for the upcoming event.
For NCAA athletes, it is payday today. They can now get paid on top of winning scholarships. Jared Max has more on how these college sports players can get their salaries.
Remember when college sports was for amateurs? Not anymore. Beginning today, as a result of the ruling in the House versus NCAA case, college athletes can get paid directly by their schools. A revenue-sharing plan will allow for up to $20.5 million per school to get paid to athletes for the 2025-26 academic year. This is independent, on top of scholarships. As a result of the settlement, the NCAA will also pay out $2.8 billion in back damages to former Division I student-athletes who were active before name-image-likeness deals were available. Over the course of a decade, the revenue-sharing cap will increase from $20.5 million per school to $32 million annually. Schools can allocate funds as they see fit. Football programs expected to take in the overwhelming majority. Jared Max, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. Gale with Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Brent Venables is excellent as a right-hand man to Dabo Sweeney at Clemson for a decade. He was considered to be a slam dunk head coaching hire, and it wasn't a matter of if he would get a job, but just when. And in December of 2021, he took over the reins at Oklahoma, and in three seasons, Venables has gone 6-7, 3-6-7. Now he's John Matera's QB, and it's time for Venables entering year four to display he is the coach he once could be. I'm Zach Gale.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and treatment plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at hims.com/joy. And from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, there is a warning going out today for Americans trying to mail fireworks ahead of Independence Day. Basically, don't do it. Here's the latest in House Call for Health.
The U.S. Postal Service is reminding consumers don't put 4th of July fireworks into the U.S. mail system. Fireworks are hazardous materials that could unintentionally explode and injure or even kill postal workers if they're mishandled. Sparklers, firecrackers, bottle rockets, Roman candles, and any other fireworks are banned from all USPS air and ground transportation systems. The Postal Service says anyone mailing fireworks could face civil penalties, criminal charges, and other consequences. And a reminder in general from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, fireworks can be dangerous, with more than 14,000 people treated in the emergency room last year and 11 deaths. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
And eating dairy before bed may not be a good idea if you want a restful night of sleep. A study out of Canada finds that for people who are lactose intolerant or sensitive to dairy, eating cheese could lead to more nightmares. Researchers note that some people who experience poor sleep might not even realize they have an issue with dairy products. The study was published in the journal Frontiers in Psychology.
There you go. Those are two things I like. I like eating cheese, and I do like dairy products.
Like sleeping, too.
Yeah, I do. Okay, DOJ has charged hundreds in connection to what authorities say is one of the biggest healthcare scams. David Spunt in Washington with the latest on the bust.
324 defendants. That includes 96 doctors, nurse practitioners, pharmacists, and other healthcare professionals. The defendants live around the globe. The alleged schemes involve more than $14.6 billion in intended loss. Only about $3 billion, $2.9, is actually gone. The false claims were submitted in many cases to Medicare and Medicaid. Dr. Mehmet Oz, the administrator which oversees Medicare and Medicaid services, his team prevented over $4 billion from being paid out to people who were involved in the scam. His agency revoked or outright suspended the billing privileges of 205 providers. Authorities say they seized more than $245 million in luxury vehicles, cash, and cryptocurrency, among other assets.
All right. 544 News Radio 92.3. South Korea is dealing with some annoying insects. Let's go ahead and call them what they are. Love bugs. Here's CJ Papa.
The invasion in the South is not from its hostile neighbor from the North. It's from swarms of love bugs. Blanketing a mountain peak, entering houses and sticking to car windows, and don't even bother using your wipers. It just smears the bugs all over your windshield. The flying insects fastened to one another during mating and were first found in large numbers in northwestern Seoul in 2022. Now hordes buzz through the capital and some nearby areas, mainly between late June and early July each year. The insects are not harmful and don't transmit diseases or sting humans. And at a mountain west of the capital, video shows workers are constantly shoveling dead insects from the ground. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And I will tell you this. If you don't get those suckers off your car fast, they will take your paint off.
Really?
Love bugs are terrible for that. Just thought I would add a little caveat there today.
You're welcome.
To the conversation. It is 545 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Well, we still got some problems on the Var Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, particularly starting at around the Windhaven Beach area. We got some backups that are pushing you back towards Hurlburt Field, so be on the lookout for that. It's not a consistent wave of congestion, but nonetheless, there is traffic in that stretch. Also have a long wave of backups if you are traveling westbound on I-10 towards Highway 87. Be on the lookout for that. I-10's been giving us trouble in a multitude of ways this afternoon. As for the weather, at least locally, 83 degrees, low of 74. Decent rainfall chances tonight that are going to bleed into your Wednesday. High of 90, low of 74.
Okay,
once again.
Looking pretty good. It's actually looking pretty good. National weather picture, not so great. Flash flooding risk in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. And rain for the plains. All coming up. Here's Janice Dean with the Fox weather forecast.
strong to severe thunderstorms expected to fire up along a cold front that's draped across the eastern third of the country. Heavy rain could cause flash flooding for sections of the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic throughout the day today. Also a chance of storms and several inches of rain for the Plain States and the Western Gulf through Wednesday. An area of low pressure off the coast of Florida will bring heavy rain and thunderstorms through the 4th of July weekend. For all of your latest forecast details, Fox Weather has you covered. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. NASA's live programming, including rocket launches, spacewalks, and views of Earth from space, will start to stream on Netflix this summer. NASA says the move is part of its effort to reach a global audience, the agency noting that the content will remain free and ad-free on the NASA app and website, where it already has programming. Shares of Tesla were under pressure today after President Donald Trump said in a social media post last night that the federal government should look into cutting subsidies for Elon Musk's companies. Shares were off slightly in after-hours trading. Stocks were mixed today on Wall Street to start the second half of trading for the year, with the Dow up 400 points, the S&P 500 off the pace by 6, and the Nasdaq tumbling 166 points. Crude oil futures for August are up slightly, sitting below $66 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. President Trump and his trade team are preparing to set tariff rates for countries that haven't made deals with the U.S. This, as a potential deal with China, still remains at a standstill. Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
In 8 days, most of the countries will see snapback tariffs. The Treasury Secretary is saying that most of the tariffs will come back to the level of April 2nd when that was announced for those reciprocal tariffs. For example, India, without a deal, would see a snapback tariff of 26% added. Fiji would see 32% reciprocal tariffs added to their goods coming into the U.S. South Africa would see a 30% tariff added under the original April 2nd additional tariffs announced. Still, the U.S. in active negotiations with many countries. But China remains a different story. Those engaged with the trade team telling me that President Xi has been unwilling to budge. The Chinese have stonewalled at every step, instead using export controls of rare earth minerals as leverage.
And the Justice Department is announcing criminal charges against more than 300 individuals in a multi-billion dollar healthcare fraud scheme. The agency says its takedown has resulted in charges against almost 100 doctors, nurse practitioners, pharmacists, and other medical professionals for their involvement in over $14 billion worth of healthcare claims. The government seized more than $245 million as a result of the takedown, which was titled Operation Gold Rush. In New York, 11 individuals have been indicted and are alleged to claim medical equipment purchases under Medicare.
There's an international scam unrolling today. Today, the FBI warning American companies about North Korean scammers pretending to be remote IT workers. Jonathan Seary has more from Atlanta on News Radio 92.3.
It felt like it was in a James Bond movie or something. like with spies.
Marlon Williams says he had no idea the remote information technology worker he hired for his Atlanta blockchain startup was from North Korea until the employee disappeared with hundreds of thousands of dollars in digital assets. U.S. Attorney Theodore Hertzberg says crimes like this are not simply foreign scam artists stealing money for themselves, but state actors working at the behest of a hostile government.
The money is going to the North Korean regime, where it can be used to fund their weapons program and other initiatives that destabilize the world and also target the United States and our allies.
In Atlanta, Jonathan Seary, Fox News.
And Google is announcing a partnership with Commonwealth Fusion Systems that brings 200 megawatts of fusion power to the tech giant. The company announced its plans to purchase power from Commonwealth's plant in Virginia and expects to have 400 megawatts of power online by 2030. The energy source is a form of carbon-free energy derived from fusing two nuclei that helps Google reach its sustainability goals.
5:50, 10 away from 6 on News Radio 92.3. The Federal Trade Commission is now calling July Made in the USA month. Lydia Hu has more on the details.
I spoke with the FTC chairman, Andrew Ferguson, exclusively about Made in the USA month. He says he's going to visit American manufacturers all month long to celebrate their Made in the USA products and their contributions to the American economy. Ferguson says that Americans want to buy American-made products because they want to support American businesses, and they also believe that those American products are quality products. So Ferguson now says he's got two goals. One is educating businesses about advertising advertising their products as made in America. Second, he wants to make sure that the products out there that are advertised as made in the USA are actually meeting the standards. Being made in America is no small feat.
All right. And Mark Zuckerberg announcing the creation of Meta Superintelligence Labs, which will link several teams working on AI. It's part of the CEO's effort to invest heavily in AI research. The new unit will be led by Scale AI ex-CEO Alexander Wang and former GitHub CEO Nat Friedman. All righty. Knocking on the door of 552 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. And when we return, we'll get one final check of the roads and weather for you this hour, but also some pop culture notes to help ease you into this Tuesday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Lefty loosey, righty tighty.
Okay, here's the thing about yellow snow. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
Learn how to drive, you moron!
Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage, and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool, and kids will do likewise. For advice, visit actagainstviolence.org. Brought to you by MetLife Foundation, National Association for the Education of Young Children, and the Ad Council.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
This Friday is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Muget and Pensacola State College. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music, presented by Pennair Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
News Radio 92.3, 5 away from 6. Get ready to head into the Tuesday evening hours. And what that brings to mind, Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs. Bands on the beach, about an hour from now. Curtain rises on the Casino Beach Pavilion. You can bring along your beach chair blankets, leave the pets and glass at home, but it should be a good show tonight. And to kind of back that up, Austin Price moving in here now with the local weather and traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, roads are looking good for the most part. Still have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards Highway 87. That does appear to be slowly but surely breaking up. Same can be said for Navarre Parkway congestion traveling westbound towards Wind Haven Beach. As for the weather, 83 degrees, going to be a low of 74 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be kind of rainy, just like we saw at times today. It's going to be a high of 90, low of 74. Thursday and Friday are going to see those highs creep up a bit, but the rain should be minimal, assuming it's present at all.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, have you switched over to the newer version of Microsoft Teams? You will, starting today. Here's Eben Brown.
It's been a year since Microsoft announced they would discontinue the so-called classic version of its teleconferencing app called Teams. The platform grew in popularity through the work-from-home craze during the height of the COVID pandemic. Alongside its competition, the Zoom app, the newer version of Teams is available for free but requires some action on your part. Microsoft has the upgrade instructions at its help site. If your work computer is managed by an IT department, it might just be their job to do the upgrade. which is required for both Windows PCs and Macs. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And you can now rent a mansion once owned by Michael Jordan. The Chicago area estate is now listed on Airbnb. The residence can accommodate up to 12 guests with 7 bedrooms and 17 and a half bathrooms. The mansion features a movie theater, cigar lounge, salon, and of course a regulation-sized basketball court. But it's not cheap. A week-long rental is being listed for about $121,000.
An evangelist over in Louisiana has died. Here's Michelle Polino.
The flamboyant televangelist Jimmy Swaggart, who built a multi-million dollar ministry before sex scandals sent his empire into decline, has died at the age of 90. His death was announced on his official Facebook page. No cause was given. Though he had been in poor health for some time, Swaggart rose to national prominence in the 1980s, delivering emotionally charged sermons. His ministry pulled in an estimated $142 million in 1986, but 2 years later, his career unraveled after he was caught with a prostitute in New Orleans. In a tearful, televised confession, he declared, "I have sinned against you," without specifically acknowledging the incident. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Jurassic World Rebirth is aiming to take out a big bite at the box office this weekend. The seventh film in the dinosaur franchise is expected to make $100 to $125 million over the 4th of July holiday weekend, and the film officially opens Wednesday due to the holiday being on a Friday. Elsewhere, F1 is expected to make between $30 and $35 million in its second weekend.
All right, 558, News Radio 92.3, new data showing Americans are falling behind on their student loan payments. Jeff Flock has more from Philadelphia, News Radio 92.3.
There's a large number of folks that are defaulted on their student loans, also delinquent on their student loans, which is a different thing, but both of it is bad. 5 million plus people now in default because they haven't paid in over a year. And that has been growing, the number of people delinquent as well. Before the pandemic, it was about 11% that were 90 days behind. Fast forward to February of this year, it's 20%. March, it went up another 10%. Up again in April. Linda McMahon, the Secretary of Education, says American taxpayers are no longer going to be forced to serve as collateral for irresponsible student loan practices.
Okay, Netflix adding NASA Plus as it launches into live streaming feeds. Now, I like this. Here's Michelle Polino with more.
Netflix is teaming up with NASA to bring NASA Plus to its platform later this summer, marking the streamer's first U.S. partnership to host a live feed from an outside programmer. The deal signals Netflix's growing interest in licensing live content. Until now, their live offerings have been limited to in-house productions and one-off events mostly centered around sports. NASA Plus, which launched in 2023, streams rocket launches, astronaut spacewalks, Earth views from the ISS, and mission coverage, all aimed at making space exploration more accessible. This will all be available on the streamer. It's also free on NASA's website. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, so we've been talking about alligator Alcatraz. That's only the beginning. Now there's a second site in the works to hold undocumented immigrants here in Florida. Governor DeSantis eyeing another detention facility at Camp Blanding. This is near Jacksonville. From a state taxpayer perspective, it will be fully reimbursed by the federal government. Florida's two-camp plan is raising a lot of support with one defined message. Florida is doubling down on immigration. Rightly so.
Well, is it going to have as creative of a name, do you think?
I'm not sure what's going on, but we'll let you know. We'll keep you informed. This is News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.